Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Hebrew Bible. It's the Tanakh. It's the original Bible from which the original scroll from which the King James Version was interpreted. The Holy Bible was interpreted from it. If you'd like to call into the show, you can. The number is 888-689-4061. Or 347-326-9003. I have some commercial announcements. If you're tired of hearing the worldly music and tired of the worldly incentives in the music, I sing at SeanCashMusic.com/profiles, ending with an S, /Roderick White. That again is SeanCashMusic.com/profiles/Roderick White. You can also download my music there. You can buy the album or you can listen for free. It's also playing at the Indy Songcast Music Radio Station, online station, and Indy Radio Station, so you can pick me up there. If you need auto body supplies, parts, or vehicle parts, go to partsautomotive.biz. That again is partsautomotive.biz. Parts, P-A-R-T-S, automotive.biz. Or autobodyparts1968.com. That's autobodyparts, ending with an S, 1968.com. Need baby diapers or baby carriages? Go to Roderick's1.com. That again is Roderick's1.com. All of these businesses fund me distributing Bibles to the students who call in and need the Bibles. So please lend a helping hand and shop with me. All right, now going to the lesson. We are at Ephesians chapter 3, and it goes to say, "It is a conscience of this that I, Shaul, am a prisoner of the Messiah, Yeshua, on behalf of you Gentiles. I assume that you have heard of the work God in his grace has given me to do for your benefit, and that it was by revelation that this secret plan was made known to me. I have already written about it briefly. And if you read what I have written, you will grasp how I understand this secret plan concerning the Messiah. In past generations, it was not made known to mankind, as the Spirit is now revealing it to his missionaries and prophets, that in union with the Messiah and through the good news, the Gentiles were to be joint heirs. A joint body and joint shares with the Jews in what God promised. I became a servant of this good news by God's gracious gift." So we hear the good news. That's God's gracious gift coming upon us. And to an ability to be able to know his secret plans that wasn't revealed until now. "To me, the least important of all good God's holy people was given this privilege of announcing to the Gentiles the good news of the Messiah's unfathomable riches and letting everyone see how this secret plan is going to work out. This plan, kept hidden for ages by God, the creator of everything, is for the rulers and authorities in heaven to learn. Through the existence of the Messianic community, how many-sided God's wisdom is. This accords with God's age-old purpose, accomplishing the Messiah, Yeshua, our Lord. In union with him through his faithfulness, we have boldness and confidence when we approach God. So I ask you not to be discouraged by the troubles I endure on your behalf. It is all for your glory, for glory and everlasting life is what this brother is saying. For this reason I fall on my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth receive its character. I pray that from the treasures of his glory he will empower you with inner strength by his Spirit, the Ruach Hodakash, the Holy Spirit, so that the Messiah may live in your hearts through your trusting. And remember, we have to trust in him and put our faith in his word, the Tanakh. Also, I pray that you will be rooted and founded in love, so that you with all God's people will be given strength to grasp the breadth, length, height, and depth of the Messiah's love. Yes, to know it, even it is beyond all knowing, so that you will be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who, by his power working in us, is able to do far beyond anything we can ask or imagine. To him be glory in the Messianic community and in the Messiah, Yeshua, from generation to generation forever. Amen. Therefore, I, the prisoner united with the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of calling to which you have been called. So lead this life, brothers and sisters, a life of righteousness and good to which you are being called for it for. Always be humble, gentle, and patient, bearing with one another in love and making every effort to preserve the unity the Spirit gives through the binding power of Shalom. There is one body and one Spirit, just as when you were called to one hope. And there is one Lord, one trust, one immersion, and one God, the Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is in all. Each one of us, however, has been given grace to be measured by the Messiah's bounty. This is why it says, after he went up into the heights, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to mankind. So he broke our enslavement to sin by giving us the good news and to live by the Spirit. Now this phrase, he went up, what can it mean if not that he first went down into the lower parts, that is, the earth? The one who went down is himself, the one who also went up from above all heaven in order to feel all things. Now we see here the scripture says he went down in the earth. Hell is in the ground. And we can see this by the scriptures because Jesus was put in a tomb and he was laying in a tomb. He wasn't buried. He was just in a tomb. So he went down to the earth, which lets us know that's where the wicked are being tormented, in the earth. Furthermore, he gave some people as missionaries, some as prophets, some as proclaimers of the good news, and some as shepherds and teachers. Their task is to equip God's people for the work of service that builds the body of the Messiah. Until we all arrive at the unity implied by trusting and knowing the Son of God, at full manhood, at standard of maturity set by the Messiah's perfection. We will then no longer be infants tossed about by the waves and blown along by every wind of teaching, at the mercy of people clever in devising ways to deceive. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will be in every ass respect, grow up into him who is the head, the Messiah. Under his control, the whole body is being fitted and held together by the support of every joint, with each part working to fulfill its function. This is how the body grows and builds itself up in love. Therefore I say, indeed in union with the Lord I insist on it, do not live any longer as pagans live, with their sterile ways of thinking. Their intelligence has been shrouded in darkness. So this is mankind's intelligence is shrouded in darkness and mystery. And we know this today because scientists don't know everything. And they are estranged from the life of God because of the ignorant in them, which in turn come from resisting God's will. They have lost all feelings, so they have abandoned themselves to sensuality, practicing any kind of impurity and always greedy for more. But this is not the lesson you learn from the Messiah. If you really listen to him and were instructed about him, then you learn that since what is in Yeshua is truth, then so far as your former way of life is concerned, you must strip off your old nature because your old nature is thoroughly rotted by its deceptive desires. So we want to strip off this old nature and put on a new nature and live by the Spirit. And you must let your spirits and minds keep being renewed. So we want to constantly read our Tanakh so that our minds and spirit becomes renewed, and we want to congregate together here. And clothe yourselves with a new nature created to be godly, which expresses itself in righteousness and holiness that flow from the truth. Therefore, stripping off falsehood, let everyone speak truth with his neighbor, because we are intimately related to each other as parts of a body. Be angry, but don't sin. Don't let the sun go down before you have dealt with the cause of your anger. Otherwise, you leave room for the adversary. So we want to settle all of these confrontations we have by sundown with our brothers and sisters. That way, the adversary doesn't have room to get in and cause more problems. Satan and his demons. The thief must stop stealing. Instead, he should make an honest living by his own efforts. This way, he will be able to share with those in need. Let no harmful language come from your mouth. Only good words that are helpful in meaning and meeting the need. So we only want to speak words of love and kindness and righteous. We don't want to slander or spit fire to our neighbors or our parents or to anyone. Words that will befit those who hear them. Don't cause grief to God's Ruach HaKodesh, for he has stamped you as his property until the day of final redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, violence, assertiveness, and slander, along with all spitefulness. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, and forgive each other, just as the Messiah God has also forgiven you. So just as God forgives you 1,000 times over, you want to forgive your neighbors 1,000 times over. We want to be keep forgiving, but we don't want to be a fool to let someone just do a sin and let them keep doing a sin. We want to stay away from that type of person, where you have to keep forgiving him. All right, that is my lessons for today, and I'll be leaving you. I'm going to say a prayer, and I'll be leaving you. Good Adonai, I petition you that you strengthen the brothers and sisters up in the faith. Give them the spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to guide and direct them and to cause their hearts to become hearts of love instead of hearts of hatred and enviness and spitefulness and bitterness. I pray that you watch over and guide them and lead them the right path, the path of righteousness, and enable them to be able to congregate and study the Tanakh, the word of the scriptures, and to do as it says and to learn this within their heart and let it be written on their heart. I pray that you open their eyes, remove the rafters from their eyes, and guide them in the right and righteous and good direction. I pray that you watch over and guide them and uplift their burdens. If you're not going to take them away from them, give them the ability to endure the hardships and the things of the world today. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen.